This July 4th, celebrate the spirit of freedom and comfort with Minky Couture Blankets. Wrap yourself in the softness of luxury Minky fabric as you cozy up under the stars and stripes. Our blankets are designed to ignite your patriotic pride and keep you warm all night long. From backyard barbecues to fireworks in the sky, make every moment memorable with Minky Couture. Indulge in the ultimate comfort and style this Independence Day. Visit us at MinkyCouture.com or your nearest store today and embrace the true essence of July 4th with Minky Couture blankets. Freedom has never felt so cozy.
So I say, it's barely hanging on.
I know.
Okay.
I loved it.
What the fuck?
I loved it.
What?
I loved it. You're losing your voice. You're sick.
Do you think you were easy?
I'm the best.
Mm-hmm.
I was the best.
Dang.
We didn't. Did we live together?
We did.
Yeah, we did. That we did.
Wow.
Oh, we did live together.
Yeah. No, we did. Why did you say that?
Well, you would disappear.
So would you.
At my own house?
At the spa.
I know, but she would. One time she goes. I'm just gonna leave for a bit. I go, okay. She was gone for a month. A whole month.
Bobby, I don't remember that. I don't remember.
And then we're in a relationship. A month gone. Where are you? Desert, painting rocks. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't even remember that or why I did that. Do you want me to just do it now? Okay.
But I think
welcome to Not Cool Podcast with Sarah Hyland. Today's guest is one of my favorite, most favorite people on the planet. I can't even stand you.
I can't stand you.
I love you.
I love you too.
My ex-boyfriend is probably his most popular role in my life. Everybody give it up for Mr. Bobby Lee. Hi, Bobby.
Did you insert claps? No, I mean, I'm just saying, you said give it up, and then there was silence. That's fine.
Okay, Bob.
I think the most memorable time I had with you, I don't know if you remember this, we went to Vegas. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You had poo juice.
No, that wasn't, I had poo juice in Hawaii.
Okay.
When you say poo juice, you mean diarrhea?
Yeah. I feel like Vegas, there was also that too, no?
I had diarrhea maybe there too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What was your story in Vegas then?
I just remember, no, it wasn't a story. It was just a vague like memory of like us in Vegas.
You know what did we do? We were in Vegas a lot.
I remember the first time that was fun. I think we stayed an extra day and we got a room at the Caesars.
We did.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good to be here. I want to open up by saying that I want oat milk and Splenda next time. But anyway,
that's what your assistant.
I know. She fucked up.
She said,
"I want."
I'm sorry.
Can I open with my?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So my opening statement is, I'm sorry about your loss, about your mom. I've been thinking about you, and I don't want to get emotional, but I'm sorry. And then secondly, I'm so glad to be on this podcast. I'll do anything for you. And thirdly, are you on medication or is everything good?
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, because I'm on medication now and I feel like, you know what I mean?
But what prompted that? We can definitely have this conversation.
Well, I just think that your mind goes, toot, toot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's your mind.
Well, your
mind. Toot, 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 toot. and it's like, wow.
Yeah. But you're bright.
I brighten your day?
You do that too.
Do what? I know.
You do that too.
I do.
You're better.
I'm better at it
because you've been taking Ritalin.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I didn't want people to know what.
No. You told that. You
already said it out loud.
Yeah, you were public about that.
Yeah, but not on your show.
On your show.
I can do it on my show.
I can't do it on your show.
You can do it.
Can we edit that out?
No, I want you to do it.
Bobby's on vitamins.
No. Keep it in. Keep it in.
Does that work?
No editing.
Okay. Well, I only said that because we had that conversation, remember? Because I was like, Ritalin, it's working for you. You seem much more calm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that.
I do remember.
It was on the steps.
I remember everything.
Up in the Comedy Store.
I remember everything.
Right? And I said, I don't think I could take Ritalin. You said, why not? I said, because I did that. I was on Ritalin in like high school and a little bit of college.
Yeah.
And then I overdid it. I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
I liked it. Meaning that like I took it to stay up for days.
Yeah, but
see,
you don't have, I don't think you have ADHD then.
Okay. But let me tell you, well, okay, cool. I'm open to that. But when I take Ritalin, it doesn't like speed up. I don't get speedy. It just, it makes everything slow in my brain.
Well, then, yeah, you should be on it.
Is that what I, do you know what
That's
I mean?
What it happens
It to makes me stay up and not eat anything for 16 days. Like, it no. will do that physically. Because
like,
I could
sleep with it on. Like, I could take three Ritalin and go right to sleep.
That's not right.
No, but that's what it does to my body.
But when you take it in the morning?
I do, but I've taken it at night, too, to sleep. Okay. Like, I'm supposed to take three pills. Sometimes I'll take two. And at night, right before I go to bed, I'll take one. It'll puts me to sleep.
You just do it willy-nilly?
What do you mean willy-nilly? It doesn't just pop into my mouth. I have to do the actions and get water and stuff.
You have a prescription, like a milligram.
Yeah, I have 15 milligrams or whatever, and I can take it the way I want to take it. God damn, what? It's so hard to talk to. Let's start from the beginning.
That's not true.
Yeah, let's start.
That's
I don't,
not
why is
true.
This? I want this to go up like this.
It's an ill fit. It's not good. I can also not. I can't see your nose or your mouth.
Yeah, is this good? You can see me. All right.
Okay, it's not the best fit, but
it's
I'm gonna mess with it the entire time.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, yes, I wasn't when we were dating. I was not on anything when we were dating.
Are you on something now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I've tried everything. That's the thing. I've tried everything.
Oh, she has?
Known to man.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of them really work, but I keep trying.
Yeah.
Because it's gone to a point that like I've taken stuff, right? And then like I've gotten off stuff and that's not good. So I'm kind of in that situation of like, I don't know if I'm good without it or not good without it. So I just keep doing it, but as little as possible, but I don't know if it really helps. But I think it's better than what I would be.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't go super, 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 super dark.
Yeah. I mean, I still go into bouts of depression and like low self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that?
Every day.
Yes, low self-worth. But why do you think that is?
I don't know. I keep thinking of when we did the Tiger Belly. You was your Tiger Belly, the live show.
Yeah.
And I played a referee.
Oh, that's right. Thank the live show.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to be.
Did you go through depressions then?
I've been through depressions my whole life, Bobby. No, but
why'd you bring that incident up though?
Because we were down in the basement at the end of it, or the beginning of it, and you looked at me. I forgot what you had said. You're like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Eh." And you go, "Do you think you're a broken person?" Like that intensely. I was like, and then I was like, probably.
Yeah. I think dating you was like, it was such a big mirror about the way I think you and I are so much alike.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, we have the same like alcoholism and being so, do people know about that?
What?
Being sober?
Yeah.
And then also the same kind of like mental, right? So it's like almost as like having two like aliens from different species, you know what I mean? Like living in a cohabit. It was crazy.
It was fun though.
But your wife's here, so you know. Okay. I'm gonna talk about it.
It's fun. I did a whole podcast with
you. You're my friend too.
Yeah, everybody's friend.
I love you. It's totally. No, you're not Mike, so I don't know what.
Yeah. No. I love your guys'
relationship. You do.
Good.
Yeah. I respect you.
Okay. I respect your guys. Everything is okay.
Everything's great.
Yeah. We're all okay. Okay. We're all okay. Yeah, we're good.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so when did you get back from Louisville?
Like a week ago, and then I'm flying back out again.
So you were there for how long?
Like cumulatively 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I took a week off to come back to do an art show, and then I went back again.
Are you with your dad at home?
Yeah.
I love that house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, what's going on? hey, let's do fun.
Yeah.
Let's do funnies.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But thank you for saying that. And actually, Bobby, I did call. I called you actually the first time when I found out. Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm not uncomfortable.
Okay.
I think the thing is.
Okay.
No, let me.
Okay.
What?
Hmm?
Do an intro. Not cool with Sarah Island.
Did you did? Intro.
Let's regroup.
In the middle of the show. Are you okay?
I feel great.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll tell you what's going on with me.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on.
I feel like there, yeah, we're
Well, I have a lot going on.
What's
happening? So my Twitter was hacked. 2 weeks ago, and I can't get it back. Okay. And then they give me all these paperwork and things to do, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So I kind of avoid it. Like, you know, what's this code and this and this, and I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let it go. And I guess the guy that hacked my Twitter is selling people computers and people are buying them. Uh-huh. Right. So that and it makes me feel bad. Like, and I on my Instagram, I was just like, don't buy the computers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just feels like powerless, I guess. I'm over. And then the second thing is that I lost another iPad.
Okay.
You know, and that really, I the last month, so I have to go buy another iPad today because I think I need one.
Okay.
You know, I feel empty without an iPad.
Like, Bobby?
Yeah.
How many iPads have you lost?
I probably lost 20 in my lifetime.
Why?
Because I leave them on the plane and stuff in these little slots.
Okay, can I say something though?
Yeah.
I just did that. I didn't tell you, Jen. I actually lost my iPad too.
Where?
At the airport.
Yeah.
I left it in the security bin.
And you haven't gotten it back yet?
No, I got it back. But I went the whole trip without knowing that I didn't have it.
Yeah, but how did you get it back?
Well, I figured, I was like, oh man, I bet I left it in the bin.
Yeah, yeah.
In the bin. But what happened is, okay, so all of my bags got pulled for a search. Okay.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Every single bag.
Do you get resentful?
Not that time I didn't. I don't even get resentful. And actually on the way here again, I had to, because I had my dog, so I had to test my hands. And it was, they tested what? For explosive material.
On your dog?
No shit. On my hand.
Oh, on your hand.
Yeah. So I had a full search. And I remember the security guard. I wasn't even mad about
it. Well, you're a painter.
Well,
why do you paint so much?
I didn't.
Wash your face. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
It wasn't even about that, Bobby. It wasn't even about
you have
that.
Turpentine on your hands. They make bombs probably out of that.
It wasn't.
And they tested it. And now you're. Why don't you. Don't paint in the mornings before you go to the fucking.
I didn't.
And take a shower.
I didn't. I actually even said that. I looked at the guy. I had Pegasus like that, holding her with my elbows. And then he's
That's
doing
your dog's name, Pegasus?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There's so much going on, Bobby. So I did this, and he did my hands. And then the little bar, it goes red.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? That doesn't sound good. What is that? He's like, oh, you tested positive for explosive material. No. So, because I was like, oh.
Or you're more like the guy that did the Unabombing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
So then I was like, I don't even know what that means. I was like, I've never been stopped for explosive material on my hand.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, don't. He was cool. I mean, it was like the holidays, so people were, there's busy. And he's like, oh, it could be anything. It could be like lotion. It could be perfume. It could be.
Nope.
If you've got a car handle.
Nope.
I was like, that doesn't even make sense. I was like, so if there's blood flowing through my body, it could be giving off something. And so then they went over, did a whole search. A whole search. Where she literally like put her, she fisted me.
No, she didn't.
She fisted me.
That they don't do that. They stick a finger. Was
close.
A finger?
It was close. It was a hard.
Have you ever stuck your fist in her?
Oh God. Oh man. No, man. Come on.
In the butthole?
No. All right, well,
then you're wrong.
No. Have you fisted somebody?
No.
Have you been fisted? In a bare butt?
I've had like this happen.
A crawl claw.
No. Well, there's
just
no way,
the tip?
No. The, I think the only way to fist, in my opinion, because I've never really seen it happen, is to do it this way first. So you stick, you know what I mean? You try to get your hand as small as you can to get it in, and then you make a fist inside the butthole. No?
You could. Well, you have to go in like that. You can't just ram it in there.
You don't think you can just fist it like that, like
One
Punch
Man?
I think
some people can. What?
Yeah.
I think you can, fist, right. Like, quick punch it.
Yeah.
I think you would just punch it and hit the wall and then bounce it back. But I do think you have to give it a little bit of a help by squeezing it in and then maybe extracting.
Well, I wouldn't do, like, opening your hand up like that.
I just thought.
And do jazz hands inside the butthole. That would be so intrusive.
You just do all the different. Okay.
So that how you lost your iPad.
Okay. So
you
then,
left in the tray. See, it's like, do you see what's happening? Do you see what's happening, though? It's like one person's doing this, and one person's talking like this, and it's like, beep, 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 beep. You know what I mean?
But at the same time,
yeah.
You did ask if she was fisted in her butthole.
Because she lied and said that she
did
fisted her.
I did not lie.
They didn't fist you.
They were close. It was an exaggeration to give the
so
audience
I was like,
an idea.
And then I just brought that up. But it's not like I came out of nowhere and said, have you fisted her? That's insanity.
Okay. I don't like this table read, how this is going. There's too many people involved. I don't like it.
It's going good.
It's okay.
It's going great.
All I'm saying is she applied a good amount of pressure. But I don't mind. I don't mind. Even when she was like, okay, I'm going to... Because, like, women, woman to woman, okay, because it's another woman. She's like, look, this is going to have to happen. I was like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, get it over with. She's like, I'm going to get it over with. But it's going to be pressured. I was like, okay. But it's not bad. It's kind of like a full body massage.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
you got your iPad back.
Eventually. So okay, yeah. So I went back to Louisville and I went up to the big security desk, which is like three mountains high.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think I left my iPad here. And they go, here's a card. Call the lost and found. And so I did. And I talked to a really nice country man in Louisville,
what
Kentucky.
Man mean?
He's like a country boy.
Hey man, what's going
yeah.
on?
Hello, man.
Yeah.
Did you lose something?
Yeah.
I was like, I did. I lost my iPad. Okay, well, can you tell me what it looks like and what the save screen is? That's what he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And,
and you told him? And then did you punch in a code?
Well, that's what killed me, because I was like, I gave him my code. I gave him my home screen code to get in. So then I was like, fuck. And because he's like, well, I'm going to have to call you back. We're very busy right now.
Oh.
So then I got really paranoid that he was opening and looking through all my photos.
Why would he do that?
Me?
What's on your, is there something disastrous?
No. That's the dumb part. That's the part of me that I'm like, why would you do that?
Because yeah.
I did it in an overzealous way to prove it was mine.
Yeah, I have one dick pic of mine.
You do?
Yeah.
Just one?
Yeah, and I actually erase it.
On your iPad?
Yeah, but it's not erect. It's just like through my boxers, and you can see
Pokey.
Who
did you send it to? Bobby.
I sent it to, I always send it to Chris D'Elia.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. All right.
It got really weird in here. it got really weird in here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's a safe space.
No, right.
Yeah.
Roundtable discussion. Are you okay?
Why do you keep asking? No, honestly.
What?
Now you're making me feel weird that like I feel like I'm exuding like I'm not okay.
No.
I feel so good.
I just do that to fill in.
Is that what it is?
To fill in.
You say that to other people?
Everybody.
Okay, good.
To you especially, though, because I haven't seen you for so long. And I know how you are. I know that
how am I?
Sometimes you can go into the deepest, darkest waters.
I'm in a
depression.
Great one.
I'm not saying you. I haven't talked to you for a little bit. Are you in a good water?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just seeing the temperature.
The temperature's great.
I adore you.
It's like lukewarm.
Okay. Wow.
What's your temperature?
It's not about temperature to me. It's kind of like, clear. It's a little darker these days, but it's okay.
I know. I'm
it's
so sorry.
Gonna,
I know.
It's not going to be like
And
temperature.
You know what?
What?
Of course.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
through
yeah.
your feelings.
Yeah. I will. But I did. I actually called Bobby. I called you when she was diagnosed with cancer, with my mom was diagnosed with cancer. Where are you? Bob, but I did call him, and I also called, and we also talked after she passed, didn't we?
And then your dad sent me a photo.
He did, because he was going through photos.
Of his penis, and it was like weird. It's like, why would you, no, I'm kidding, no, if you took it.
And then you sent him your dick pic on your iPad.
Yeah.
You actually did a group text with him and Chris D'Elia.
No, that would be a weird group text, but he wouldn't do that. But he sent me a photo of a family shot.
Yeah.
Of you, the whole family.
The whole family.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not bring that part. Let's go to a different direction.
Yeah.
No, comedy. No. Let's talk about comedy.
Comedy. Are you on dating apps right now?
Oh, is that comedy?
Yes.
I am.
You are?
Yeah, I'm on dating apps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you dating right now?
A couple people.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
What do you want to talk about?
Are you having a good time? Oh, God.
You know I'll answer that. It is a good time, right?
Okay, yeah.
I also, I don't know what I'm really looking for.
Okay.
Right. I'm just trying to open my heart and go, because it's easy to compare people to my ex girlfriend Kalila or your previous girlfriends and stuff. So it's like I don't know what I'm looking for because I've tried this thing so many different times being in a relationship.
Yeah.
And apparently you know what I mean? I don't know, you know? So it's like, I'm just trying to, but you know what? The one thing that I'm doing differently this time that I've never done before is to be more, verbal about, you know what I mean, what I want and what my boundaries are and what I'm expecting, what, you know, and, you know, so I'm not leading anybody on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do it's you, like, what?
Do you know what you want?
I don't know what I want.
Why are you?
No, I mean, I want, you know what? Right now I want.
What?
I like making out.
You like making out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like making out because it reminds me of like what I missed in high school.
You didn't make out in high school?
No, I got nothing. Why? That's why.
Well, okay.
I think I'm doing it all now.
That's fine.
Because I think my stock's up.
I love the octave that you're talking at right now. I want you to keep it.
It just feels like my stock's up.
It is up.
Yeah, Bobby, it feels a little different. Like, I think I have more options or whatever.
You do.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Okay.
But it's like, it's been interesting. Like, you know, going on dates and, like, listening, you know what I mean? And going, oh, that's weird. But in my mind, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then, like, I don't think I have red flags. Like, do you have red flags?
Yes.
Like, what are your red flags?
I mean, what are my red flags? I don't know. I haven't gone on so any. I dated for a little bit. I didn't like dating.
Mm.
That's why. Like, most of my relationships have been like we like just happened to start dating. I don't.
Well, like, okay, let's suppose you're not married to Jen, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And you're on a date, right? Yeah. And I'm gonna reveal some things about myself, and you raise your hand to see if it's a red flag.
Oh, are we on a date?
Yeah, and we're
on a date.
I'll be girl.
Why do I have to be the dude?
No, you're not the dude. You're dating.
Oh.
I think you prefer women.
I don't know what. I just, whatever. Don't do that to me.
I'm not doing that.
Let's just be who we are.
Well, I want to play a different character. Can I be, I mean.
You can be, yeah, please.
Marloa.
Who?
Marloa.
Who's Marloa?
I just made up the character.
Okay. All
right. And I'm from an island off of France.
Marloa.
Yeah, but I have a regular American accent, though. Because okay. I don't want to do an accent.
Can I be from?
But you're her, you. Because I want to know what your red flags are. This is what the fucking game is.
Okay. I was going to be somebody completely different from Alaska. But that's,
what, you want to be somebody else?
I was going to be a fisherman from Alaska.
No, that's not what the game is. Okay. We could do a different game where you're a fisherman from Alaska.
No. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. So, I'm just going to say certain things. You don't even have to speak. I want to say certain things, and then you have to raise your hand to see if that's a red flag for you.
Okay. Where are we?
So, does it matter?
Coffee shop.
Which one? Like a boutique one.
Buzz Coffee.
How about just make up a coffee shop?
I just did.
Buzz Coffee is not a
it was a coffee shop, but it's no longer in existence.
Okay, we're at Buzz Coffee.
Okay.
Where?
On Sunset,
okay. So I'm just gonna say certain things, okay? I voted for Trump twice. That's a red flag? Okay. Yes. All right.
That's not good.
Yeah. Once a month on a Saturday, I do fentanyl. Red flag? Yeah.
If you're doing fentanyl ever, how is that not a red? That's not a white flag. That's not a green flag.
Some people do recreational fentanyl use on a Saturday or whatever.
No, they don't.
There is a guy.
Who?
I don't know, but there should be.
I'm lying.
All right. How about this?
Okay.
I'm not done. All right. So.
I'm sweating.
Why?
Because I'm on a date.
All right, so.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's all
date. Yeah.
Horrible. Okay. I am the worst at dating. Go ahead.
I haven't worked in 10 years, and I get money from my grandfather, who's super rich.
Okay.
That's fine? Good. That's good. This is good.
That's not my business.
That's not your business.
No.
Right. All right.
Fulfill your dreams.
Yeah.
Coffee.
I was convicted of of assault, but I didn't really do it. But I spent 10 years in prison. Good. But I didn't do it. Good. Yeah. All right.
It's okay. You can have a past.
I worship. I'm not a bad person, but I worship Beelzebub.
Can you tell me more about Beelzebub?
You don't know who Beelzebub is?
Do you know who? No. Should I?
Isn't that Satan?
Yeah.
Why are you calling Beelzebub? That's a rough thing. You call him Beelzebub.
Yeah.
No, they would call him Lucifer.
There's different. Beelzebub's cooler.
Yeah.
So is that I worship Beelzebub.
I still can't even say it's a red flag.
It's not a red flag. Yeah, because I said I'm a good person.
That's what I mean. As long as you're a good person, I really don't care what you worship. Just don't.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't kill.
How about that? I got another one.
Okay.
Right?
Beelzebub.
Yeah.
I'm going to name something that.
You should.
My dog, my next dog.
I was born with, just, it's not weird, but I was born with a penis.
Okay.
Right? But on the side, I had an, I have an underdeveloped Siamese twin, and she has, her vagina is on my thigh. It's a full-blown vagina that completely works. You know what I mean? It does the squirts and everything. You know what I mean? What are you doing this for? You're excited about it?
Yeah, another
date. And it's like, but can I say something?
Yeah.
You can't lick it or touch it or nothing because that's not who I, that's not me.
I want to put.
That's cheating.
I want to put coins in it.
You could stuff stuff in it like coins.
Like a coin purse.
Yeah, yeah. Because she doesn't have a mind or whatever, so.
That's amazing.
So you,
that
that's
is
not a red flag.
Not a red flag.
That's not a red flag?
That's dope.
Oh,
I would actually do this. Let me see.
What?
Let me see.
Here. Okay. What if it's like the most perfect vagina? Like,
I would,
it's a tucker. Anyway.
I would pour something into it.
Like what?
My coffee.
What? A cold brew or hot?
Cold.
Okay, good. You don't want to scald it.
No.
That's assault.
That, well.
Yeah, I think you could go to prison.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing to do.
Yeah, don't do that.
Why would I do that? I would just pour.
All right, you give me some red flags. And I,
oh, God, yours were so good.
Yeah, you give me some red flags. It's fun.
Who am I?
That's who you. Yeah. I'm Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby.
Okay.
And then you have to create your own character. So I'm going to go. I'm going to open it up by saying, hi, I'm Bobby. What's your name? And then you say it, okay?
Wait.
And you can do an accent. And we could do some small talk, too, if you want.
Oh, God.
Right? Ready?
Do you want a woman?
No, that's your choice.
No.
It's
okay.
Your choice. Yeah, yeah. This is your part. Ready?
Be a man.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So I'm driving.
It's not going to be as good as Marlboro or what?
You don't even remember the name.
Marlboro.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Cigarettes.
No, it wasn't it. Mm. I drive, and then you get in the car.
Are you driving?
Yeah.
Or
and I you get in the car, and I go, hey, I'm Bobby. What's your name?
Lisa Cummings.
Is Lisa Cummings a real person? Oh, hi, Lisa. Lisa Cummings. Lisa. Anyway, what do you do? What do you do?
I can we edit this part to look like I did it seamlessly? I make children's prosthetics.
Oh, you do? So you make children's prosthetics
for genitalias for pedophiles?
Yeah, we cut that out.
Why would
you can't say the pet? There's no. You make prosthetics
for
children that lost their genitals
for
pedophiles?
No. What I meant was
yeah.
Children genitalia that they make in porn stores for adults, but for children, but for pedophilias to buy on the dark market.
That's what you do. That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag. Give me another one.
Okay. I get all of my, every time I go on a date, the first date, I get their name tattooed on my body somewhere.
A red flag.
Okay. On the way over here, I checked for wedding chapels to see if possibly we could go there after our first date to just kind of make this official.
Because you know you're feeding into the thing like I don't like needy things, and that's why you're feeding into that. Yeah, it's then, you're already overwhelming me. Yeah. It's freaking me out.
Okay,
I'm gonna drink this coffee.
The other thing is my mom was an octopus.
And, your mom was what?
An octopus, and whenever I get really happy, I have four baby arms that grow out of my neck and a kickbox, along with my other hands.
It's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay, right?
Because it has nothing to do with needing it. That's interesting.
It is interesting, right?
I don't think I'd marry you, though.
Okay.
Because I don't want to have a baby because I don't know how it works.
Okay.
I mean, what's going to come out, and then I have to explain to people. I can't do it.
Yeah, okay. The other part is, which is terrible, so on my personal genitalia, it squirts octopus juice. So it's a dark, foamy jelly juice. And I do squirt often, and it does stain. But it actually be, and it smells like crab meat.
Yeah. I mean, if it was something like you know, delicious, like Thai iced tea with boba, or you know what I mean? Something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lychee, you know what I mean? But it's like crabby
crab
and
meat.
Gross.
Yeah.
Crab, it's disgusting. There's no way.
Okay, you know what? I'm finding your personal limitations and your boundaries. Some people
you
don't.
You did crazy ones, but I like it.
You did a vagina on the side of your leg.
I closed with that one, but yeah, okay, you're right.
Okay.
Let's not fight.
I'm not fighting.
Yeah.
The other, after we sleep together, I do wipe you down in Windex because I have like a phobia of whatever.
You can wipe me down, but can we find something that's not going to be difficult, hard on my skin? I think Windex is going to be hard on my skin. Like I'd be willing to do baby wipes or something like that.
But then there's nothing. Why would you red flag that?
Excuse me?
Why would you red flag that?
I'm not red flagging it. I'm asking.
You would red flag a Windex.
I would red flag. Yeah.
I don't like this game.
Why? It's boring now?
I don't think I'm good at it.
You know, that's got to stop.
Well, that's why I'm not good at dating.
Your inner thinkings has
to stop. Your inner thinking. Yeah, my inner thinkings are bad.
My inner thinking is great.
Right before the podcast, you said they weren't great. Now I feel alone.
No, I'll tell you what I've been doing, right?
To be better.
To be better is to go... Because you, after a while, you get tired of your negative thinking.
That's true.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes, well, not sometimes, what I've been doing lately is like once I hear the negative thing, I go, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I tell myself, I'm like, it sounds like a crazy person.
I do that.
And I go, you belong here.
Yeah.
Like you totally belong here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do belong here on Earth.
I do.
Yeah, I believe it. And also, you know, there's certain situations like I told you, I did Sex in the City the other day, and I was there with Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen from what's that show? Murphy.
Murphy.
What's Murphy? Murphy Brown. I was gonna say Murphy Incorporated.
So I was there with her and Sarah Jessica Parker, and I was like, and you know, when you shoot that show, it doesn't feel like any other show. If you could feel a sense of pressure, and like it's everything about there is more classy. Like when usually the projects I do, right, they go, oh, you have lunch. Lunch is at 1, but here they don't do that. They do lunch, but they always go, every hour they go, do you want something to eat? Because they have like a chef that makes shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird, right?
Yeah.
So everything about that place makes it feel, there's more security and this and that. So you feel like this elevated sense of pressure. But every time I go there, my first thought is like, you don't belong here. You're a dirty... You know what I mean? Comedy store comic from the gutters of, you know what I mean, Los Angeles, right? Mm-hmm. That's what your mind says. You're a drug addict or whatever. But immediately I go, no, they asked you to be here. You belong here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They asked you. And then I'm fine. And when I'm there, I try to engage
mm-hmm.
and talk to them. You know what I mean? Like not, oh, I was going to tell you that story about, so I say things to a point and I stop. Because I get in trouble when I keep talking.
Yes.
Remember I talked to you about that?
Yes, you did.
So I was going to tell you what happened to me in Budapest.
Okay, tell me what happened to you in Budapest.
How come you forgot, though?
I didn't forget. What are you talking about?
Because before the podcast, I said, I want to talk about this. And then you never segued into this story. I had to do it.
No. What are you talking about? All I was going to say before you get into your story about Budapest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I adore you.
I love you.
I do.
You're the best.
So what I was going to say is, all I was going to say is thank you for sharing.
And sharing what? Sharing what?
Thank you for sharing your dark brains.
How much sobriety do you have?
People don't think it, but I have 20 years.
That's insane.
I know.
Yeah, because, you know, if I would have stayed sober, I would have had closer to that.
I know. What do you have now?
9 months.
That's amazing. Who cares? It's fine. It's great. Whatever.
I'm a loser.
No. You're doing good.
In Budapest.
No, wait. So I was going to say is thank you for sharing. I totally relate to that. I do tell my brain to shut the fuck up often. I'm working on it. So tell me about Budapest. Oh boy. Oh boy.
I'm not defined. So what I was saying is that. So last year, a year and a half ago, I got this movie in Budapest.
Yes.
Right. And when I found out who was in the movie, in my mind, I'm already like, you're a loser. Like, why are you in it? You know, they're gonna see through your fraud. Well, I don't know why, but in your mind, you just kind of think that, right? So when I go, I showed up there, and I go, just be yourself, right? And I also I was expecting never to hang out with anybody. So I was like, in my mind, I was like, you know, for the next month and a half, you're gonna be out here, and you're gonna be alone, because like the people that are in the movie are fancy, right?
Yeah.
So I show up. I'm in the hotel, and on the bed there's a letter, and it said, "Dear Bobby, welcome to the movie. I'm so excited to work with you. Meet me downstairs tomorrow at noon." And it said, "Jamie Lee Curtis."
Yes.
Insane, right? And I go, holy fuck. So I'm like, all day long, I'm just like looking in the mirror, trying to like, you know what I mean? Look proper, like Hollywood.
Did you suck in your cheeks?
I'm just trying to look like cool, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And, all right, and I show up, I show up there at noon the next day. She's super sweet, like one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And there was other people, so she had written notes to everybody. So there was Penn from Penn and Teller, which he was in the movie, great guy, one of the best magicians of all time.
Yes.
And then there was another handsome actor by the name of Cheyenne Jackson.
Okay.
He's like,
yeah,
you know,
hot. He is
super talented, so handsome, super nice, right?
Ooh, hot.
Hot as fuck,
I can't,
right?
Yeah.
And I was looking at him, I was like, and he's gay, so I was like, I can't suck his dick. But my point, and he's also married, had kids. And I'm not gay. I don't know why I just said that. It's but my okay. point is that, and Jamie goes, we're going to go, I want to show you something historical. So I'm like, just keep your mouth shut. Just, you're fine. You know what I mean? I don't say anything. Mm. You know, I'm just kind of like a Christian. Was that good?
Yeah.
So we walked to this river, right?
Yeah.
And along the river, there's like these bronze shoes.
Bronze shoes.
Okay. Hundreds of pairs, like on the side of the river. I go, look, shoes, right? And she goes, no, you don't get it. She goes, during the Holocaust times, you know what I mean? Hitler came in here, lined up all these people along this river, shot them in the head, and Jews, and they threw them in the river, right?
Yes.
And it's somber, right?
Yes.
So then,
look, shoes.
Yeah. So then Cheyenne Jackson goes, oh, no. Mm-hmm. He goes, look, a little kid shoes.
Oh, no.
Right? And everyone looks at it, right? And there's these tiny little bronze shoes there, right? And I yell out, it could have been a midget!
Okay, all right, okay.
And everyone leaves me.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm alone, right? Yeah. Alone at the river, right? Looking down at these shoes going, you fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like the Nazis had just showed up again.
Mm.
You're like, I fucked up, right? And for a couple of days, no one talked to me.
Okay.
But so after that, I was like, when I'm on a set and I'm around fancy people, just shut the fuck up. Because I'm not, you know, if I was with comedians, that's what it felt like. Like, if I was there with, like, Anthony Jeselnik, Whitney Cummings, that could have got a laugh. Mm-hmm. But when you're with actors, right, they don't know, right? And they don't know, you know what I mean? And they're good people, right? So it's like, I fucked up. That's the story.
So that was all to say that if you stay around too long, then you say something not good.
Right. So from now on, I just go, be very mindful about they're not, you know what I mean? But you know, these are lessons that you learn through time, you know?
I thought it was really funny.
Would you have laughed?
Yeah.
So if you were at the river, you would have laughed.
Yeah,
I know you would have.
Yeah.
That's why I think a lot of my friends,
yeah.
I think we would do a lot of jokes because during dark times.
Shoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would go, shoes, right? Yeah, because my point is that because it's like we use comedy as a defense mechanism, right? And so I think it would have been a fun time, but it was weird.
No, but that's the thing, because it's such a dark, horrific, horrible thing.
Right.
That you just took the valve out of the pressure. And you.
I tried to. I tried to, but it didn't work.
She said, look at me to choose.
Yeah. So you would have backed me up.
Yeah.
And then we would have both kicked out of the movie.
Yeah. I thought it was funny even when he said, look, shoes.
Yeah.
That would have crushed it for me.
That would have crushed it for you.
Yeah.
And we would have laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was really funny.
And then I did a bunch of escape rooms there. And I honestly think that if you and I did, because that's where it started, I guess, escape rooms in Budapest or whatever, in Hungary.
Yeah.
But if you and I were in an escape room.
Never get out.
They would just find our skeletons there. I mean, you and I would never, we don't know anything.
What?
You and I are just dumb.
Yeah.
In that way.
Just walking into walls.
No, we just would be like, we wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But it would be fun though.
It wouldn't be.
Yes, it would.
You'd have a panic attack.
I would not.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, she would have a panic attack. We'd be sweating. Like if they said.
Not because I would do this if I couldn't find you. Shoes!
Why? Why?
Because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. But because they're clues. I don't think, I feel like.
Funny. Sorry, go ahead. You're right.
I feel like we're not good at riddles and clues.
We're great at riddles and clues.
All right, I'll give you a riddle.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
I'll give you.
Is this like the dating game I wasn't good at either? I wasn't good at that.
No, not a dating game. Okay. It's a riddle.
Riddly.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because I'm gonna prove my point that she's not good at riddles. Don't. What are you looking at him for? He's my friend too. What are you looking at him for?
I'm not.
He's not gonna save you.
I was looking at space.
So here's the riddle.
Go.
All right. We have to pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
A grandfather.
Okay.
His son.
Watch this. Bye bye. Shoes. Keep going.
I know.
I was just doing that.
Don't interrupt.
But
don't interrupt the riddle because you have to really pay attention. You have to really fucking pay attention.
I just did it just to prove you wrong. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. You run. No bye byes. No shoes. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Start over though.
No sound effects.
Start over.
A grandfather, his son, and his grandson. They go fishing. Okay. They have a. What?
I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Why?
It's patronizing.
Oh, sorry. I'll do it differently.
Just do it differently.
Grandfather, his son, and his grandson, they go fishing. They have a beautiful day at the lake. They're driving home.
Yeah.
They're all in one car. They get in a car accident. Right? The grandfather and his son, they die. The grandson is still alive. Do you know the answer?
No.
Okay. Grandson is still alive, but he needs surgery immediately. He's in the surgery room at the hospital. The surgeon walks in and goes, I can't operate on this boy. He's my son. What happened?
Well, what do you mean what happened? What am I supposed to figure out?
Why is the surgeon going? Because his grandfather's son is.
What am I supposed to figure out? What the relationship is?
Yeah.
That's not how you end a riddle. I thought you meant what happened in the accident.
No.
I was like, I don't know, the head-on collision.
No, if his grandfather, okay, the grandfather's son and his grandson get in a car accident, right?
His grandfather?
And the son is in the surgery room, you know what I mean? And the surgeon goes, I can't operate on this boy. He's my son. Why? How is that possible?
He was a stepfather.
No. No.
Wait, don't tell me yet. Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Did you make this riddle up?
No.
So there is an answer?
Yeah, there is an answer.
Okay. That's why I want to make sure you're not fantasies with me. Hold on, don't tell me. How else can somebody be their son? Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it that simple?
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Okay. Oh, it's his mom.
Yes. Wow, that's good.
See, it just.
So we would.
That's what I mean.
We would do one.
We would do one. We would be great.
Yeah, we'd be great.
Yeah, I just needed a minute to like think of all the other possibilities.
You know, for a very long time, I thought that you had like brain damage.
Why would you say that?
In a bad way, not in a bad way.
We literally, before we even started rolling, Bobby diagnosed me. You diagnosed me as being on the spectrum.
Never did that.
No, you did. It's okay.
No, I didn't. That's insane.
Okay, well then tell me what you said.
I said, good to be here. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
No, Bobby.
Yeah, and that's fucking ridiculous. And if you paint a picture to your fans, right,
To my fans who are your fans. I have fans because of you.
And you have fans on your own?
From way, way back, but very few, like a handful.
That's where your self-esteem thing is going.
I do have it. I'm working on it.
I'm going to say this, okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
That we... My comedy stylings and the way I approach podcasting and the way I approach, you know, my comedy to the world is similar to the way you do it.
Yes.
Right? So I just think that we're like-minded. So, yeah, it would be... It doesn't surprise me that you and I would have the same types of fans.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's say it that way.
No, it's a good thing. Right. But that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing. That you're, what I have found is most of your fans are, they're very, like, cool, a lot of artists, cool people. Mm-hmm. That's all I was saying. I'm grateful. My heart's grateful.
Well, what kind of girl do you wish? Because, you know, you and I used to date. What do you...
What I wish for you?
What you wish for me. What do you wish for me?
Oh, Bobby. Why don't do that with your mouth? I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. Why are you doing that?
I'm waiting for the answer.
I want you to be content. Like, I do, but I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't wish anything for anybody. I don't know what you want for your life. You might not want to be a committed person, but I want a woman that gets you and is like, okay with it. And there's a space to just be yourself and be happy and not be happy sometimes. But you've probably had that. You know what I mean? Why are you looking at me like that?
I smell something here. Do you smell it?
No.
Like, did somebody fart? Did somebody fart?
No, honestly, you can't fart? Well, really? So anyway, because there's a couple things we have to do before I let you go.
We're not leaving yet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What's the matter?
What? I want Bobby to have a... I want to have just a cool person. I hope she's really beautiful so you can still be attracted to her even when you're bored. I do want that for you. I think you get bored really easily. I do.
She knows me.
I think, like...
That's so interesting.
I really do. I do. I think I it has to be somebody that you're going to hit that mark with, because you will. We're a lot alike. Because you will.
So interesting.
And then... But she's so intriguing to you that you're willing to, like... Get over that and keep fucking going with it. But it's going to take a lot on your part. I think she's going to be so fucking cool that she's like, okay. But, like, I think that you're going to have to... What are you doing?
I'm trying to get emotional.
Why? Why are you trying to get emotional?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing. So, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Dude, you're so terrible. I was really kind of getting there.
Why?
You just threw me off.
I love you.
You'll do the painting?
Why are you doing that?
You want to do the picture thing?
Did you hear what I said?
I love
it. You're doing it right now.
I love what you're doing.
No, you're leaving. So listen.
No, no, I'm not. You know that? Let me ask you real quick. Just a side note, though.
Okay.
That Dobrook's pizza place.
I don't know where this is going.
You know that place? Have you been there? No. Seen the line out the window? YouTube. Is it good? I'm thinking about going there after this.
I don't know.
Is there a gigantic line still today? You want to do the painting thing?
Is that what just happened? Is that's where you went? Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm being for real.
You can't. Okay, no longer telling me that I'm on the spectrum. You have just as weird as shit that I do. Watch this. Shoes!
It's so weird. It's so fucking weird.
But it makes sense.
You guys actually
had
the same shoes on before.
Shoes!
What shoes?
Shoes. I had those shoes on, but I switched. So that's what I want. I want you to find somebody that you'll stick through it with.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know.
But I think it's gonna be complicated. I do. But you know what else?
I think it's possible, though.
I think it's possible. I think there's a lot of different options. Either that, or you come to accept that it's never going to be your life, and you just kind of have like
well, I look at guys, my forefathers, you know, in comedy, you know what I mean? Like David Spade.
Yeah.
And people like that. And I kind of go, that doesn't seem, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a bad lifestyle, you know? Paulie, I look at Paulie, you know what I mean? But it's like, no. Yeah. And look at Paulie and I go, he's never, I've never I've known him since I was 23 years old, and I'm 51 now, and he's never had a girlfriend. He's never gone, hey, dude, he's my girlfriend. Ever. You know what I mean? He's never lived with a girl like, dude, we've been living together. Like, it's weird. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's the lifestyle. But I don't think that that's who I am. I think I've always been in relationships, and I need to be in a symbiotic, you know what I mean, thing.
You do, you
know what I mean?
Yeah. That seems good.
That's who I am. You know what I mean? I'm not a player. Yo, dog.
I don't see you as a player.
Yeah, I'm not a player, dog. You know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Pussy. That's uncomfortable for every red flag. That's a red flag.
It's a red flag if I talk like that?
Absolutely.
Sad.
But, nope.
Yeah, I mean.
Nope. No.
I spit right in the vag.
Wow. What if I spit it back, though?
Through your pussy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How amazing would
I would laugh so hard.
Right? That would be
if
funny.
If I spit in the vag and your vag went, yeah. And spit right back at me, right?
Yeah.
And I opened my mouth and went back by my mouth.
And then I fucking.
I would go, will you marry me?
Yeah. And then I lock eyes with you and do this. Shoes?
Shoes. Painting or? How long does a painting last?
Like 2 minutes.
Let's do it. No, let's do it. What time? How long have we done?
Like
I don't think we've done enough.
Are we going to do the video, John?
We can.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Let's watch it while you're painting.
What are you?
No, he says to do the drawing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll watch it together. I brought the.
What are we watching?
You. Do you want to watch it now?
What is it?
Or do you want to do the paintings first?
What are we watching?
While he's doing.
Okay.
No, let's watch it first.
Yeah, let's watch it first.
What are you watching?
Okay, so let. All right, so what? I don't know if we showed this. We talked about it on your podcast, Tiger Belly. Remember? So this was a long time ago. This was the Christmas play. Remember that we talked about on Tiger Belly?
Mm-mm.
Still over here.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we did. Remember? And this is when you go surprise. Like you hopped out, and everybody. My dad wrote a Christmas play.
Oh yeah. I haven't seen it though.
You played. You paid the laundry.
I can't wait to see it.
Look how old it is.
Oh, my God.
Look how old that is.
That's how blurry it is?
Yeah. So that's me. Remember? I was playing my grandmother. Yeah. And then you were the owner of the laundromat that we slept together and had children. Do you remember that?
I do.
And I will say this. You crushed. You crushed it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, look at you, Bobby. Were you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. And that was. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. That was really. That's my cousin. Yeah. There you go. And then everybody lost it. Do you remember that?
God, honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, that, like, looking at that, it's like, it just really hit my heart, man. It's like, I don't look anything like that. That was such a long time ago, right?
So young.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, Sarah, I think, you know, meeting you and having that time with you, with your family, and that chunk of my life was a really beautiful experience.
It was a fun time.
It really was a fun time, and it just makes me go. And you know, and it gives it also, like, you and I are still friends now. Yeah. You know what I mean? And when we see each other, there's still that, like, you know what I mean, connection that we have. Mm-hmm. I feel blessed looking at that. Let's do the fucking thing now.
Okay.
I mean, I just, you know, it's just too much for me.
I never asked if, were you scared when you went there to Kentucky? Were you scared? I never asked that. Do you know why I did, by the way? You know why I did all those things, like when you came and I put chopsticks at all the dinner table and I wore kimonos?
To make me feel comfortable.
No, it's the same reason that you said, I wonder if these are midget shoes. I did it to relieve your tension. Like, I did it because I was like, Bobby.
I think you put a microscope on the fact that I was Asian, maybe.
No. I did it.
I think, you know, I understand that that was your intention, but it felt like, you know what I mean, that you're like, we shouldn't have maybe not have even mentioned it, maybe.
Okay,
yeah, because it's like when I walk into a fucking a dinner and everyone's wearing, I mean, kimonos, you know what I mean?
Japanese, too.
And then you put, make me put a fucking Pokemon t-shirt on. I think it puts a fucking microscope into, you know what I mean, my race or whatever, but.
Can I just say, though, if I did that, I apologize, but the intention was.
I know what the intention was. That's why I'm never really mad, but the reverse happened.
Were you really mad? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not mad about it. I think what I was more mad about is when we took the fucking horsey ride.
Okay.
And when we did the horsey ride and you said we used to, you know what I mean? They
No. This will be an argument until the day we are both
let's
dead.
Not talk about it. Let's go, move on. Let's do
the
drawing.
I never said that. You said that.
Maybe I said it.
You get to grab that. You said that.
Well, you gave. How about this? Can we admit this? Though you gave me the small horse.
I did do that.
Yeah.
That wasn't my.
I don't need the pony. Like, so we go on a horse ride with her fucking family, and then they gave me the pony.
No.
That's fucking fucked up.
It's not even a pony. It was a Shetland pony.
Yeah, and his name was a pony nonetheless.
Yeah. It was very small. I'm sorry. That wasn't even my idea. That was actually my mom's friend's idea. I was just as shocked as you were.
Okay. So what are the rules here?
There's no, okay, so the rules are, it says, is this listen?
Yeah.
Okay, this might be a lot for you. It's a.
I don't like the way you say it. When you say that, I don't like that. Go ahead.
Red flag.
It's a red flag for me.
Bossy. Okay, so listen. So this is called, all right, so you know when I've did the painting of you and Kalila, like the for a tiger belly and the little tiger on it? So that was a no look drawing. So when I draw, I don't look at the thing. I look at the subject, right? Like I look at you. So I'm going to draw you while not looking at my canvas, right? You can look down one time. And so you have to draw based on like kind of like what you are just perceiving. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
And it's not supposed, it obviously won't look like what we, my eyes might be on my shoulder. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the right color. Okay. What color are you starting with? Black?
Okay, I won't do black. Sorry. The orange?
Well, if you're doing me?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Okay.
I'm doing your skin color, which is...
A peach.
Peach and gross.
Shoes.
All right, so...
I think I'm going to start with black, though.
Yeah, start with whatever.
Okay, so and then okay, so I this is like an it's an intimate thing. It's not too crazy, but like you just have to like remain keep eye contact, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And then don't get upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying I don't know how many times you have to tell me.
I'm not.
Ready? Let's start.
Yeah, go. But do you want to? Let's talk while we do
well,
it.
You look down.
I at least said you can look down one time to see where you can start. Oh, that's my look. Oh, you
okay.
Don't get any more.
Okay, so all right, so, this is my look right here. Ready? I haven't started yet.
You remind me
ready?
So much of your brother. Yeah. Should we have music playing while we're doing this? Because people are listening. This is intense for me. Nobody's ever looked at me like this hard. I've done this twice now. It doesn't have to be perfect, Bob.
I know.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
You just did Reservoir Dogs.
What?
You just did Reservoir Dogs.
What's Reservoir Dogs?
That's a show.
Reservation Dogs.
Reservation Dogs. That's what I said. Reserving Dogs. Don't tell them that I said the name of their show wrong, okay?
Well, you said it. They can hear.
I'm sorry. The only show I watch right now is 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Why? Why?
Yeah, because they're from my home state.
Oh, you love them?
Yeah,
what are their names?
Tammy and Amy. The Slated Twins. Do you watch it?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I've seen the
trailer. What have you seen?
There's 2000s, right? Aren't they?
Are you okay?
Yeah. They're 2000s.
Oh boy, I did look. I didn't draw and look, but I did look at mine.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
They're 2000s.
They're not. They're one of them. No, together they're 1,000 pounds.
I know. They're not 2,000 pounds one person.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is part of the dating game. Red what? Flag.
Yeah.
So I'm related to Tammy and Amy.
Who is that?
Tammy and Amy.
Yeah.
And they live in Kentucky. And I want you to introduce you at Christmas, but we're going to have to stay in the trailer with them. You're going to sleep with Amy because there's only one bed. And I would...
What?
What do you mean, what? That's part of the game.
Say it again. Say it again.
You didn't even pay attention. Basically, you have to sleep in the bed with Tammy, the 1,000-pound sister.
When never you come do it. Home.
She's warm.
Okay. Never
do it. She'll read your stories.
No.
She'll let you hit her oxygen tank.
No, I'll never do it.
Amy will feed you with her. You don't look at mine.
Why can't I can look at yours? Mine?
Okay. Oh boy, it's good.
Where's my black? Can I have black?
Yep. Wow, you're really coloring it in a bunch. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, give me this then. Oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. and have you? Okay. What's your type, Bobby? What's your type of woman? Physically. Physically. Not intimately.
Taller.
We know tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you want
pretty.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But like there's pretty and like there's, all right, do you want like supermodel? You could get supermodels now.
No, I can't get supermodels.
You could.
I'm on Raya, not one match.
You're on Match?
On Raya, not one match.
Oh yeah, you're
they
on
hate
Celebrity.
Me.
No.
That's yeah, they do. Why Swedish would supermodels from the DJ.
Have you tried?
What?
Have you tried?
Yeah. I say yes, and then no one matches with me. They think that I'm fucking, you know, mythological.
Who has said yes to you? Because I believe you, I really, you could get anybody you wanted. You really could.
I'm done with it. I don't know what else to do, and I think I finished.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you tell me who's matched with you?
Well, I mean, I have my thing. Like, I don't want to show you.
Blast it. Don't you think that? He could get anybody he wanted. Yeah.
I can't get everyone, anyone I want.
You could.
No, I can't.
You could.
No, I can't.
You can, Bobby.
I've tried.
You're a good person.
No, I get attractive women, but not everyone I want.
Okay. Well, who's
not anyone can get everyone they want.
Okay, who's the top?
Dave Smith from Dover, Delaware.
Now you're messing with me.
Yeah.
You could get Dave. But if you could get anybody on your top list, who would it be?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm open.
Okay, mini-me.
Mini-me.
I feel like you've said, from Star
mini
Wars.
Mini-me.
From Star
Natalie
Wars.
Portman?
Yeah.
I can't get her.
Yeah, but that's like your dream girl, right?
What's going on with Kanye, man? Oh, man, it's so sad.
Okay, can I see your drawing?
Yeah.
That's the best one I've ever seen. Why is that so accurate?
That's pretty good,
huh?
I have
two sets of eyes, yeah. It looks like
a pair
of boobs. Yeah, I like it. Can I? Okay. I like it.
What's yours? Let me see. Yeah, it's good. I love that one. These are cool, man.
They're good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's why I do that, right?
Yeah, why?
You have the option to either A, keep them. If you want to keep them, you can keep them.
I want you to have them because you can hang it on your studio or whatever.
We could.
Let me sign it.
But here's the other thing that we're doing. You ready?
What?
Okay. So
auction it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're doing. So we're going to put them up for bid. There'll be like a minimum. And then whoever is the highest bid, then we'll take that money and give it to your favorite charity.
Really?
Yeah. Legitimately.
Yours is still better.
It's not, though.
Yeah. Yours is still better.
It's not. Bobby.
Yeah.
What's this? What's that?
Your body.
Okay. That's nice. Hi. There's four blocks that go into nothing. That's my body. That's nice. Thank you, Bobby. In fact, if I ever did date again, not that I won't, but if I ever did, I would make that my profile photo.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've never gone on a dating thing. I couldn't go to...
It would be weird.
I couldn't get onto Raya.
You would get into Raya. 100%.
I couldn't get into Raya. There's no way.
You could.
I can't even get verified. Not that I care. But like...
Verified on...
No.
Yet?
No.
Why not?
I don't try that often, but
yeah.
I'm not on anything big enough to even do that.
But how do you feel about that, though? That is that a thing now?
What?
Where comics are like, I'm not verified. I need to get verified. Do you hear that ever? Anyway.
Yes, it's
what a great podcast.
Well, listen, Bobby, thank you for coming here.
Of course.
I really do appreciate it.
Of course.
I want nothing but the world for you.
I want the world.
And you seem happy.
For you.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I feel like you're happy. Look at me. Hello. I feel like you're... Are you happy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can't. This is.
I'm real happy.
I can't do it.
I think we did it.
Do
hour and a half.
When you exposed yourself to me on the other ride at Disney? Do you remember that? You don't remember that? Yeah, yeah. If that
what
sums
up, ride?
Yeah.
What ride?
Children's ride.
No, I did it.
You did.
You show. You know what? You show me your vagina there.
Yeah, I did not. You did.
Why did you show you my vagina over there?
You did.
At the fucking TGI Fridays. In the lobby area.
Okay. You know what?
What?
Anywho.
Don't lie.
It was on a very, it was a children's.
TGI Friday. Listen, at the lobby, you show me your vagina.
No,
so what the fuck is going on? It's just a Sunday at noon. I can make up shit too.
Here's why I knew. Because I remember, because it was a children's ride.
I remember it was
ride.
In Louisville.
It was in
fucking
Disneyland.
There's a TGI Friday. Yeah, TGI Friday
Disney,
and right?
You're doing
it was
this
packed.
And
people were coming from church.
You know what?
Right? There was a bunch of fucking families around in the lobby. And you're like, check it out. Shoes. And then you showed me a vagina. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So I can do the same game. Right? But, so watch it.
You know what?
What?
Bob?
What?
There was a song playing. And you did this.
It's a small
you
world.
You did this. Yeah, it's a small. You typed me on the show.
Oh, I always show my penis
you
in
go,
a small
hey, sir,
world.
Hey, sir. Hey, sir. I was like, what? And I looked back and it was.
Yeah,
and
it was funny.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it's fun. That's show, that ride. They have to improve that ride. You like that ride?
I love that ride.
It sucks. No, that ride sucks. People just the little thing.
I don't know what.
Okay.
This is why. This is why. What?
What's this?
That's open those. Those are cards. Those are rock and roll trip from the 80s and 90s. Open it up.
Wait, I wouldn't. Is this like? Did you? When did you get this?
John got that. The producer got that.
Well, this could be worth money, so don't even open them.
No. Open it. It's fun.
Yeah, but what if these are worth money one day?
It's fine.
Is no, I don't want to. I've seen this on an Antique Roadshow. I don't want to open it.
You don't want to? How much is this box worth then?
Yeah, I don't know, but don't
your
open them.
Your nails look really good.
Thank you. Don't open them. I'm going to go to the Dobrooks. I want to see if that's. You want to go or?
Okay.
Well, anyway, thank you.
Okay. This is how it usually goes. So, anyway, Bobby, I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank
and
you.
And you know what? Fucking hell.
Fuck it's you.
No, I didn't say that. I said fucking hell.
Fucking
red
hell.
Red flag.
Beelzebub.
Do you think we would make it on a date now? Now? Who
no.
we are now?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why? I'm intrigued. Why?
I don't know, Sarah. Your fucking wife's right there.
It's all a play game. We just played a whole date game with red flag, blue flag.
Yeah. Your wife's right
Lisa
there, man.
Lisa Cummings. You were Marlolo.
What? Yeah, you.
Anyway, well, I guess that about sums it up. So I guess me and Bobby are over. We never started, but it was a fun
that
date.
Was a great podcast.
You're a great podcast. I hope you come back.
I will.
I love your whole family.
I love it.
I love your mom.
I know she does.
She's the most passionate person I've ever met in my life. Everything she does, she says with fucking zest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Your whole family's amazing. I love your mom.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
We're
like
done.
That? Okay.
It's 4:35, hour and a half.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening. Is that it? Is that good? Hey, everybody. You want more Not Cool? Then go to Instagram and subscribe to Not Cool Pod and or on my own personal page, which is Sarah Hyland Rosenstein. And to watch the full videos of the podcast, subscribe to the Comedy Store channel on YouTube. And please don't forget to rate and review and, of course, subscribe. Thanks for listening and watching, you guys. Stay not cool.
This July 4th, celebrate the spirit of freedom and comfort with Minky Couture Blankets. Wrap yourself in the softness of luxury Minky fabric as you cozy up under the stars and stripes. Our blankets are designed to ignite your patriotic pride and keep you warm all night long. From backyard barbecues to fireworks in the sky, make every moment memorable with Minky Couture. Indulge in the ultimate comfort and style this Independence Day. Visit us at MinkyCouture.com or your nearest store today and embrace the true essence of July 4th with Minky Couture blankets. Freedom has never felt so cozy.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here.
For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.